From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idstein, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Ground ball, first base side, picked up by Canerco. He steps in the bag, and for the first time in 46 years, the Chicago White Sox are heading to the World Series.
Fly ball, right field, Jason Lane there. Astros are going to the 05 World Series.
What we have done is to make sure that we're cooperating fully with the special prosecutor. We want him to come to a successful conclusion and determine the facts and then outline those facts for the American people.
There's some background noise here. A lot of chatter, a lot of speculation and opining. But the American people expect me to do my job, and I'm going to.
The confirmation hearings on Ms. Harriet Meyer are scheduled to begin on Monday, November 7th. It has not been easy coming to a date because it was only yesterday that we received a response to the questionnaire, and Senator Leahy and I took a look at it and agreed that it was insufficient. A number of the questions really weren't answered at all. Again, not to play gotcha. But we have a responsibility to 98 other senators who then have a responsibility to every person in this country.
If the Senate decides to discriminate against our state, to take money only from our state, I'll resign from this body. If one senator can decide he'll take all the money from one state to solve a problem of another.
So you can get perspective on this, $230 million for 50 people, where there's a ferry service already running every 15 to 30 minutes that takes 7 minutes to cross, is enough money to buy each one of them a Learjet.
I told him, you have killed my brothers. You know, I called him, he was a coward, he was a dictator, and I asked him, what was the reason he killed so many people? He said, because I'm the president of Iraq.
I would like to say that I refuse to answer these questions, because this court is not legal, and I reserve my constitutional right not to proceed.
The maximum sustained winds are 150 miles per hour. It's going to fluctuate in its intensity because it is such a strong hurricane.
The bad news, of course, is that down in Mexico, in the areas of Cozumel and Cancun, parts of the Yucatan Peninsula, are just experiencing a relentless continuation of hurricane-force winds and extremely heavy rainfall.